Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we recap the Grammys, we discuss Halsey's tweet accidentally calling for the collapse of the World Trade Center, and Corey gives us his best rootin' tootin' arm. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Oh my god. Not another burp.
I feel like I have some burp. Oh, there it was.
Don't you know how to make yourself burp?
We're already in it. That was the real countdown and we are here, baby.
Do you know how to make yourself burp or fart?
Yes, I can make myself burp.
Then what was the trouble there?
Well, it was kind of it was lodged.
Oh, got it.
It was, what's that place my family goes to in Michigan for vacations?
Great Wolf Lodge.
How did you know?
Bitch, everybody in Michigan is obsessed with Great Wolf Lodge.
I've never been.
It's got like an indoor water park, so everyone's there splish splashing in the wintertime.
Did you ever go to the public pool in Jackson, Michigan?
No, my grandparents owned a pool. We were rich.
Okay, well, we had a below ground pool, but I feel like, why did we go to the public pool? I don't know.
Because you like to swim in children's urine?
I guess. No, once there was poop in the pool. Legitimately, and everyone had to get out of the pool.
Was it you?
It wasn't me.
trying to make yourself fart?
No.
Did you ever go to the skate park in Jackson?
I didn't know there was one. No.
Yeah, I'm sure like one of your nieces or nephews goes there.
No, but there is isn't there like a skating, like, what are those called?
All Skate?
No. I'm not talking about All Skate, but I'm talking about like, you know, the, like a skating.
Like a half pike?
Yes. Thank pipe. You. Oh my God.
Half pipe?
There's a
quarter pipe.
I would take a half pipe. I would take a quarter pipe. Give it all to me, baby. Any bit of it. Just an inch.
I thought you were going to sing that Weezer song.
What? I don't know. I don't know Weezer.
Yeah, right. We both know you love Weezer, and we both know why you love Weezer.
That's not true. I don't like Weezer. I actually don't like Weezer. That's the real tea. No, a half pike or pipe or what are we talking about?
I think pipe.
Google anyway, where those hoodlums and
And what?
Skater boys. Wherever they go to play their little skateboard.
It's a half pipe.
Half pipe. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The skating rink in Jackson, they have one outside for skater boys and girls.
Anyway, there is a half pipe in Santa Monica. Not Santa Monica. Maybe at Venice Beach or something, you know? Have you been to it?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Have you seen the skater boys do their thing?
No, what do they do? Jerk it?
No, they're just skating, sliding, Tony Hawk, you know?
Tony Hawking.
Well, my story is...
Do kids actually use those anymore, or do they just, like, hang out and play with fidget spinners?
I don't know. We should do some research.
You and Nathan should go film a video of you blading, rollerblading.
maybe I bring my wheelies. Maybe I should get some wheelies.
Oh my God.
And try to be a skater boy.
Get some shape ups.
Okay. Well, I think we just planned February's content. No. Once my family took a trip to California, we went to Venice Beach and we were walking around and I saw, this is before weed was legal, okay, in California. So I saw people selling weed paraphernalia. Okay.
Yeah, like necklaces and stuff.
No, not like weed adorers, like clothing and things. I'm talking the real
joints?
Shit.
Yeah, joints,
no,
and
no,
like bowls.
Not even that. Bowls.
Bowls.
Like
a bag of like basil. A bag of rosemary.
No, I was not buying drugs. But I did see people were selling bowls, like the pipes, like the glass you know,
I'm familiar
with pretty designs and things of that nature. So I told my family, I told Antoinette, my stepmom, and Todd, I said,
You tattled on the drug dealers?
I said, actually, I'm going to go check out the half pipe. You guys keep doing your thing, and I'll be back in a bit. And I snuck away, and I bought 3 glass bowls for smoking weed. This is when I was in high school. And
How much do you think they were?
$20.
Three for five?
I spent all of my souvenir money. And I ran back and I was like, oh, the half pipe was cool, guys. It was lit. Little did they know in my book bag, I had 3 new glass pipes. So on the flight home, I could not be more nervous. I almost put them in my ass or something, thinking they're going to pull it out of my bag. They're going to be like, what is this? And I'm going to have an elaborate lie or blah, blah, blah. But then I remembered glass in the ass, you know, glass in the ass.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah.
Don't do it.
I learned my lesson from glass in the
ass. One man, one jar.
If you don't know what we're talking about, I did a video once with Grace Helbig where we reacted to it. There's a man who put a glass cup.
A mason jar
up his ass and it shattered and blood everywhere. Anyway, so I didn't put the 3 glass pipes in my ass.
Smart.
But I had never felt more nervous. I probably could have flown with it.
Well, surely. Of course. It's
just glass. Anyway. Wow.
And then what did you do with them when you got home?
I gave one to Dolan. I gave one to Eric, and I kept one for myself. I was like, boys, we are smoking in style.
How old do you think you were?
I must have been 15, 16, 17. I don't know.
My God, what a problem child.
Problem? Solution.
can't believe you've been a druggie for 15 years.
Oh my God, truly. Wow.
Have you been smoking weed longer than you haven't been smoking weed?
Yes. That's weird.
Yeah, I've been watching Grey's Anatomy longer than I haven't been watching Grey's Anatomy.
that's the equivalent.
That's gonna fuck you up.
Isn't one of those men gonna die in the show? Spoiler? They announced it kind of.
Yeah, they said Alex is leaving, Justin Chambers. Wow. And my friend who works for the show was all, yeah, I already filmed his last scene. And I thought, well, shit, this shit's going down quickly, whatever they're going to do to him.
Who knows?
He could be dead. He could be dead by the time this episode airs.
Wow. Speaking of dead, did you see the YouTuber who faked his girlfriend dying?
I saw you tweet it. That's the type of content we should do.
I feel like I really am missing the mark on ideas, because between my rollies and becoming a skater boy, and
they're called heelies.
Heelies, thank you. See, I don't even know. And faking, should I have a boyfriend whose death I fake?
Yeah.
So the titles of the videos were, started with 5 days ago, my girlfriend Alexia died, ..
This all happened rest just 5 days ago?
And
well, I saw Rest in Paradise.
The thumbnail is hers, her head floating in the clouds.
Wow.
So who
they can
did,
put that...
Who was buying it from day one?
You know they make those like airbrush t-shirts with like a head in the clouds, like...
Girl, get your head out of the clouds, honey.
Grandma with angel.
Is that what people say in movies?
Get your head out of the clouds.
When somebody's dreaming big.
Get your head out of the clouds.
Has anybody ever told you to get your head out of the clouds?
No, I'm very grounded.
Well.
And not just because I'm grounded.
Okay, cool. The second title was saying my last goodbye to my girlfriend Alexia, and the thumbnail is him weeping at a makeshift grave.
Is there a Winnie the Pooh stuffed animal in that?
I'm looking, because
there's always a Winnie the Pooh stuffed animal.
I see a Winnie the Pooh animal. I see a lot of pictures.
Did he film that in his backyard?
I'm not clicking it. All I'm saying, I'm going by the thumbnail. There's a cross, and it's like a wooden makeshift cross.
You can do that with 2 paint stirrers.
That's what I'm saying. Well, these are big, maybe 2x11s, perhaps.
2x11s.
I don't know. I don't know.
2x4s.
No, this looks longer than it is wide. Very longer.
Well, that's wrong. That's wrong cross. The up part's got to be longer than the across part.
No, it is. So maybe it's a 2x11.
So is it a real?
It's a 2x11 going up and a 2x7 going across.
Why are you acting like a 2x11 or a 2x7 is something? Those things don't exist.
Well, my carpenter listeners all know what I'm talking about.
Cycle carpenters
have tuned in. They've been listening at 2 speed. They just heard the roll call. They slowed it back down to listen normal speed. This is your moment, carpenter listeners.
I think there's Cycle carpies
in the house. Hello.
Not to be confused with cycle carnies.
So, which leads us to the cycle carnies.
Wow. Speaking of death, do you know what else died? Squat and Gobble in the Castro. Can you believe your favorite restaurant?
How did closed. We get there from carnies?
We were talking about death.
Oh, sure. I miss Squat and Gobble. That's a good name for a restaurant.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it was a Pokestop too, and now I'm like, is it gonna go away?
No, you can never be sure. There has been some closings of locations in LA that have remained Pokestops. So as long as nobody reports it, it's like, why would somebody report that?
Well, yeah, well, there used to be this park kind of closest to my house that had 3 Pokestops, and then now there's only 2, and I thought, why would you take one away?
That seems rude. That seems like a visitor from another out of town saw it and got jealous.
Well, yeah.
And wanted to ruin things for everyone.
People are bitches.
Like, do you report illegal activity on Grindr?
If I see someone using someone's photo and I know it's not them, I always would.
Oh. Sure. But like if somebody's like trying to buy drugs or like be a prostitute or something, I'm like, get your life, baby.
I mean, I don't know.
Generous, looking for a massage, things of that nature.
What did you say the like generous emoji was?
I don't know. Like a dollar sign, isn't it?
No, I don't know. Maybe it was someone else was talking to me. It was like some emoji meant that they were like a prostitute, not a prostitute, but like
a hooker.
I don't know, an escort or something.
Escort
I never knew that that's what that emoji meant.
You've just been using it willy-nilly?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was something I'd never used before. Great story. I wish I could remember what it was.
It was probably like a dollar sign flying.
I think I'm smart enough to know that if someone had a dollar sign in their Grindr profile that they were looking to get paid.
Okay. Wow. My point is, why would you...
Tell me about carnies.
I'm not trying to report yuck people's yum. I'm not trying to report them. I'm no snitch. But...
You look like a snitch.
But if somebody's trying to catfish with somebody's face that I know, that's when I'll be like, I'll try to have a whole conversation with them, see how far I can take it.
There was someone for a while that had like popped up in my neighborhood and they were using this picture of this guy that I know lives in LA because I had hooked up with him a few times when I lived in LA.
Wow.
And he was using that guy's photos and he would always, hey, hit me up. And he had his height at like 5'8". And I was like, oh, baby, first of all, that guy is 6'2". Second of all, he lives in LA.
Can you believe the people on dating apps who don't even bother to make a bio because they just put 6'3" or something as if that's standalone and that like they think nobody needs to know any more than that. That makes me fuckable.
What do you want to know? Like if they're a cat or a dog
bitch
person?
If you are taller than 6 foot, you better have a personality to back it up because that like
well,
to make up for
I'm
that
I'm such a catch.
If you're above 6 foot, you need to make it up. You make up for it somehow.
I'm above 6 foot and I make up for it.
Well, do you put on makeup for it? For it? Wish. Our good clown carny?
My good clown carny.
Make up for it. It's like a little bit of white all over the face. I saw a clown at the Santa Monica Third Street Promenade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could have been a cycle carny. We don't know. But
TBD.
TBD. He was sitting there doing the balloon thing, you know.
Did he look like he loved to laugh?
And he did. He, in fact, he looked like he hated to laugh. He had two children purchasing...
Of his own or buying from?
I don't think they were his children. But I also looked around thinking, where are these children's parents?
Owners.
He looked so, like, miserable. And I thought, what about that man made those children think this is an approachable person? Because clowns are scary to begin with.
Did he paint a scary clown face, or was he at least like, was he at least smiling like the Joker?
No, he was not smiling. He just had resting bitch carny
resting
face.
Resting clown bitch face.
Resting clown bitch face. And even then, don't you paint on a smile? It was just you know, the emoji where it's got his mouth is just straight across.
I love that emoji.
Well, that's what
that's
he looked
one
like.
Of my favorites.
He painted his smile on non-smiling. It was just a line.
Well, speaking of lips.
Lips?
Lips.
Lips. What about lips?
I read an article this week. This is all I wrote down from it. That plump people with plump lips tend to be more extroverted. So why are you such an introvert with your skinny lips?
Well, I've been thinking about getting an upper lip.
You've been thinking about LASIK. You've been thinking about lip implants. You've been thinking about getting a dog.
2020 is the year of thinking, baby.
The world is your oyster emoji.
An upper lip would do me well, I think. Today, this morning, I was looking in the mirror after I brushed my teeth.
Can you
And
fake
I was doing
it?
This.
You love to do that.
I was giving myself a little bit of a pout on the upper side, and I thought, maybe it would be nice, and maybe people wouldn't really notice it that much, but it would just be like a subconscious notice, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't be too, like, distracting. I don't know.
Great.
I just feel like awesome. There's no way to ease myself into an upper lip.
Well, you've got to do it little by little, like with Invisalign, where it, like, slowly fixes your tooth one at a time.
Okay. Well, you gotta do it. Maybe I'll try it. maybe I've been doing it for years and you guys haven't noticed. Maybe.
No, it still looks the same to me.
Okay.
Do you know when people do this? You have to look at me. You know when the people go like that with their arm across their chest?
Yeah, like they.
What would you call that?
Oh, no.
So for you, those of you listening, I'm like making a fist with my arm and I'm like swinging it across my chest.
Punching.
No, wrong.
Like, yes, sir. Yeah.
See? Okay.
Howdy do.
Now, called it, when I was trying to think of a name for it the other day, I called it rootin' tootin' arm.
I absolutely would get it. I would get it. Do you guys know what we're talking about?
You know when I said because we were watching the Meet the Queens, and I said...
Which I haven't seen yet.
I said, how come every fucking drag queen from New York is always like, I'm from New York City? And then they like do that arm motion
they
across
do a
their chest.
Tootin' arm?
They do rootin' tootin' arm.
Well, I don't know. New York drag queens love to act like New York drag queens are the best drag queens of all time. Do you find that to be...
I'd say they're better than San Francisco drag queens.
Well, there's only been two San Francisco drag queens in the history of Drag Race.
Has there only? Is this counting the one this season?
I think it might be counting the one this season. I read a tweet that said that, I think.
I cannot believe you didn't even watch because I
need to watch.
I had a bullet point here with my five favorites.
Okay, well, I need to watch, but maybe we can discuss our favorites next week so that I can do my homework. And that way the listeners, the Cycle Carnies, can take their time and listen. Watch the, like, Meet the Queens. The Cycle Draggies can go listen or watch the Meet the Queens and go into it with an open mind, because if you don't recall, we all were thinking Silky Nutmeg Ganache from the get-go.
Oh, God.
Queen of the Queens, based on the Meet the Queens, and then she was edited very unlikable, so you never know what's going to happen.
I just wish they would, I think we say this every year, but I just wish they would film this shit before the season airs.
Oh. They film it after? Did I?
Yeah, I thought that was the case. Yeah, I mean, they said, I read that somewhere once.
I don't know. I'll have to look into that. I'm going this weekend, so by the time this episode airs, I will be back from it. I'm going to Vegas for RuPaul's Drag Race Live.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah, which Leland Official did all the music for, so...
Wait, I saw something on Rue's Instagram about dancer, pit crew dancers, but I thought it was just a pit crew show only. I didn't realize it was...
I don't know. I never saw that.
Rusical Live. It was just today. It was this very morning.
I don't really know anything about the musical, except I think it's got a rotating cast of past Drag Race queens.
Okay,
so there's queens that'll come and go, so that like it always stays a little fresh. There is original music written by Leland Official, and it's in Vegas, and it's like a residency. So like whenever you're in Vegas, you can go see it, which I think is really smart because like I feel like there must be a lot of gays that go to Vegas that.
Well, remember, were you with us the one time when we saw the like drag show there with like all of them doing like different pop queens?
I don't think I was there for that.
I saw it. I thought it could be up.
Oh, like the people that do impressions.
Yeah. It's called something like that.
Yeah, I did not see that. But my mom went to see it. when I was in middle school, I think, and she came home with, she had bought the DVD of it. So.
Oh my God, they sell a DVD of it?
And I feel like it was like her and my dad's way of like trying to be like, we love faggots. See? It's like, cool, mom.
Did you have 3 minutes to spend on the Grammys?
Sure.
Thoughts? Go for it. I had thoughts. I took just a few notes and I thought I didn't want to exhaust everyone because by the time this episode comes out, it'll be like 10 days later.
Nick Jonas with his food in his teeth, I thought that was fun. That's all of my thoughts.
Well, one of my friends pointed out when we were watching it, because we all saw the food in his teeth, and then he goes, well, yeah, Nick Jonas has 3 front teeth anyway.
Right. Yes. We've discussed
that. How have I never known this?
We have totally discussed that. You must have
spaced
out.
I would remember.
He has, go Google Nick Jonas teeth. He has 3 front teeth. Or I guess you could just say he has 1 front tooth. No. Right?
Maybe all he wanted for Christmas was his 2 front teeth, but he got 3.
Santa over-delivered. Santa went above
he
and beyond.
He gave him a bonus Jonas.
No!
In the mouth.
Nick Jonas is bonus Jonas. This is the front tooth.
It really is. Our queens, Sarah and Gaga, both won Grammys. How do we feel?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And?
Did you
and
good job. Good work. Great.
No, aren't you going to say congratulations to me?
Congrats to you as well.
Thank you.
But mostly to Sarah.
Well, Gaga won 2.
Well, it was Sarah's first. Well, let her have her moment.
It was Gaga's 10th and 11th, so who's counting?
Well, I was going to say, and then I saw the fucking like Grammys Twitter account tweeted about Sarah winning and didn't even spell the title of her song correctly. That's fucking rude.
If I can't spell her last name, how can I be bothered to spell the title of her song?
The fucking person who announced the winner at the like non-aired program of the show and didn't pronounce her name correctly either.
Sarah Barry Ellis?
Yeah, that's literally what they said. And I thought, Jesus Christ.
Were you happy with a Billie Eilish sweep?
I wasn't. I mean, I guess I'm happy for it. And honestly, I don't know a lot about Billie. I haven't listened to that entire album. I think I saw a lot of things talking about the perception of her in a way where, like people who don't like her, but I thought she was like super pleasant, super kind, like, like just nice. And I'm like, how could anyone not like her? She was like nice and kind and I thought very gracious and all those good things. So.
Yeah, my fear was that she would be a little too cool for school. And like, people go up there and are like, I can't believe that. And then like,
no, exactly it, that. I
but
thought
she was,
maybe
she was gracious.
I thought she'd be like a spoiled brat somehow, but she was not at all. And it made me like her more and it made me want to go listen to the album all the way through.
I hate that she had to act like other artists deserve it more than her, or as if like it was her fault she won. You know what I mean? Like a lot of, I hate that we live in a culture where stans on Twitter will come for somebody because they beat their queen, but it's not like, it's not like it's their fault that they won.
Right.
It's not her fault that she won all 3. And
she didn't buy all the votes.
Right.
My other two notes were I loved Demi's performance. like, for, you didn't love it? You didn't love it?
I thought it was good.
I liked it. I mean, for, we were watching in a room full of like snarky gays who all had a comment about everything. But when Demi started singing, like, that was the only time my house was completely quiet for the entire performance.
Yeah, people loved it. I really liked Lil Nas X's performance. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good way to like honor like the impact of that song and all the remixes. I was like, this is fun.
I don't know. I liked it. I mean, I was just, I don't need like to see Mason Ramsey at the Grammys.
My entire viewing party cheered for Mason Ramsey. And when he said, if you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out the way or whatever the hell, I was screaming. I loved it. Good for
you. You were wet?
I was wet.
My only other note was, I said,
well, let me backtrack and say I was not wet. Let me just, I was wet.
I can't believe you were wet for Mason Ramsey.
I was mentally... I'm gonna go with my own words. I was not wet.
Did he wet your appetite? Did you like the Ariana Grande performance?
She performed? I don't remember.
Here's what I wrote. I'd like to tell musicians everywhere that I never want to see your like music video just reenacted on stage at a like an award show.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's
and
that's
what it was. I was like, right. It just felt like, who cares? I've seen this. I watched your music video.
I remember her. I was like, I thought the performance was good. I thought the vocals were good. She was a little out of breath. I thought the dancing was on point. Yeah.
She sounded great. Not, I'm just like, I wanted more. I can't mad at me for wanting more.
The Grammys and all music award shows are a moment to reinvent the song, give us something completely different, but still
especially
like, do something.
When it's a song that's been out for over a year.
I agree.
Like, do something revolutionary and change it up.
I loved Lizzo's performance. I liked the flute with the period. I loved, I was not necessarily into the Aerosmith of it all. I went upstairs for that moment. I changed socks.
I mean, all the articles I read online ranked that as the least favorite performance of the night.
And yet, apparently that was when the ratings were the highest for the show.
Oh my God. Well, that's what I said. I announced to my room. I was like, there are moms in middle America who are wet for this.
Oh, well, that is a thing you can be wet for.
Did you know Steven Tyler's 71 years old?
Cool.
Does that change your opinion about the performance?
Makes me even wetter.
Oh my God.
My whistle's wet, baby. I liked that Lizzo won. I liked that... I did not like that Maggie Rogers did not win.
I know. Well, I didn't have big faith that she was going to. I mean, a girl can dream, but... It took Sarah this many years to get a Grammy, so it was Maggie's first effort.
I was happy she was nominated. I was very happy with that. All in all, the show seemed to go on forever. I was glad we started late so that I could fast forward through a lot of it. Every like person that went up to speak or sing, I had to ask the crowd, is this anybody's queen? And then if nobody said yes, we fast forwarded. So that was nice.
That's the best way to watch award shows.
Did you see? Did you see what Halsey did?
No.
This is not at the Grammys. But Halsey, she got a negative, I guess, review for one of her albums, or her latest album, I mean, from Pitchfork. You still don't know what I'm talking about?
I don't. I mean, I know the publication Pitchfork, but I do not know what you're talking about.
So apparently it was a review that she did not enjoy because she tweeted, can the basement that they run Pitchfork out of just collapse already?
Well, why does she want to kill people?
Not just that. Do you know where Pitchfork is run?
No.
The World Trade Center. So she, then everybody started going off and saying, Halsey calls for the World Trade Center to be destroyed, collapse. And then she had to backtrack. She was number one trending in the world. I understand. Obviously, that is not what she meant, but girl, like, the most Halsey reason for Halsey to be trending number one in the world on Twitter during her album debut week.
Halsey's label had messaged me and said that if I tweeted her a happy birthday back in the fall when it was her birthday, that they would send me a promotional kit with the new album. And it's supposed to be coming this week. So should I burn it?
Did you tweet Halsey happy birthday?
Yes, because my friend Eric.
They bought a happy birthday tweet from the most eligible bachelor of San Francisco, Corey Cool.
I have a friend here in the city who loves Halsey, and I thought, like, he stands Halsey, and I thought, well, this will be a nice thing. I knew they told me it wouldn't come until January. That friend's birthday was in January. My plan all along was to regift the gift and give it to my friend who stands Halsey.
Is it at least going to be signed or something?
I don't know. It's probably, it better be a t-shirt. I think maybe there's like a physical copy of the CD involved.
Oh my God. I cannot.
But I wasn't
Did you
even,
have to put hashtag ad in your happy birthday tweet?
No, I just said HBD queen.
Well, I cannot wait to report that. I'm going to snitch that to the FTC and say you were paid for that tweet and you did not disclose.
No, hashtag, what is it called? Gifted.
That's what they call me. Hashtag gift.
Oh, well. So, oh God, when my Halsey merch comes, I'm going to put it on head to toe and then burn it.
And burn yourself with it?
I'm a cycle carny.
Okay. No, you're going to be a cycle ghost. Why does that make you a carny?
Well, because clowns love fire.
And they kill themselves in flame?
Well, you know, circus people are always up to flames. They got lions jumping through flames. They got lion tamers doing things. Acrobats with flames.
Anyway.
Whore horses with flames.
Whore horses?
Yes.
Well, you know.
Would you be a, does that horse make you wet?
Stop. Nothing in this episode made me wet, except for us ending it. Corey, it's time for us to get.
All right.
Where can people find you?
I'm at Flamin' Carney Horse Girl.
And I am Rootin' Tootin' Bonus Jonas.
Yes, you are.
You can find us on the internet. Thank you for listening.
Is that Rootin' Tootin' with G's or just N? Rootin' Tootin'.
Oh, no G's.
No G's. Okay, good. That's rootin' what I thought.
Rootin' Tootin'.
Yes, exactly.
I'm a rootin', a tootin', a bonus.
There is nothing my friends are going to hate more than for me to report back that you agreed that it should be called Rootin' Tootin' Arm because they've been furious all week about it.
I get it, though. It's not that I root for Rootin' Tootin' Arm.
No, it's just what it is.
But if they can come up with something better, then I'll endorse that. But, like, yeah. I haven't thought of anything better to describe the Rootin' Tootin' Arm than Rootin' Tootin'.
Well, and that's how Sue sees it.
And that's how Bonus Jonas is it. Okay, we gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. Register to vote. Okay, bye.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego Chicken Sandwich, Fuego Fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego Chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty Classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego Chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.